My name is Mark Brown. I'm the Executive Director of the New England Ratepayers Association, a nonprofit social welfare organization which advocates for the rights of ratepayers throughout New England. As a group dedicated to protecting individual and business ratepayers from policies that result in higher electricity rates, it is incumbent upon us to take a broad view of generation and transmission projects as part of the calculus of the region's energy policies. While New England has enjoyed low natural gas prices over the past few years, there is no guarantee that prices will remain at or near the historical lows we have recently experienced. We are exceedingly reliant on natural gas for electricity generation, with more than half of our generation derived from natural gas. Unfortunately, New England suffers from constricted natural gas pipeline capacity, which is magnified by the fact that most of the firm supply for natural gas capacity is allocated to local distribution companies for home heating fuel. This results in New England electricity ratepayers being held hostage to the volatility of the natural gas markets. Public policy in the region has made it highly unlikely that New England will build a new coal or nuclear plant, and even the proposed 670-megawatt footprint natural gas plant in Salem, Mass., is facing objections from environmental groups who choose to ignore the fact that the New England ISO has clearly stated that the project is needed to ensure reliability of the grid. Buoyed by the pending decommissioning of Vermont Yankee, environmental groups are pushing to close the Massachusetts Pilgrim nuclear plant, and it is only a matter of time before Seabrook Station is also targeted. With nuclear power plants reemerging as a red herring for environmentalists, and with 8,000 megawatts of baseload power scheduled to retire by the end of the decade, new, reliable baseload power will be needed to provide stability to the New England power grid. Additionally, the U.S. Department of Energy projects that electricity demand will increase approximately 28% over the next 30 years. These numbers include energy efficiency measures, which won't do enough to offset growing electricity demand. Which energy sources are going to provide us with the reliable and inexpensive power we will desperately need? Wind and solar are costly intermittent energy sources that rely heavily on taxpayer and ratepayer subsidies that cannot be assured to last indefinitely. They also cannot provide baseload power, requiring natural gas fired generation on spinning reserve as backup, further complicating concerns about natural gas pipeline capacity in the region. The answer likely lies in large-scale hydropower. The Northern Pass project will provide 1,200 megawatts of affordable, reliable baseload hydropower to a region with a growing dependence on natural gas generation for electricity, as well as a rapidly dwindling portfolio of baseload supply options. The project is opposed by individuals and groups who are concerned about the impacts of transmission structures along the route corridor. Many argue that unless the entire project is buried, it shouldn't be built at all. However, that is not financially feasible despite speculative arguments about the hoped-for technological advances and apples-to-oranges comparisons to dissimilar projects. These opinions are all subjective and open to debate. What isn't debatable is the rapidly declining options for baseload power in New England. Nuclear and coal plants have been pushed off the table, and until natural gas pipeline expands throughout New England, and that will raise its own set of environmental hurdles, the region will need to turn to additional baseload power options. Denying a presidential permit to the Northern Pass Transmission Project will deny New England an opportunity to add 1,200 megawatts of cost-effective and reliable baseload power to an electricity grid that will soon be starving. Thank you.